Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Ayin Hey. Mitzvah 575. The mitzvah saseh of Motza Sfasecha Tishmar Vasisa. The mitzvah of fulfilling one's vows. Kiyum Motze Sfasayim. This is connected to the previous mitzvah we just discussed in 574 relating to the Isra Balta Acher, the Menchas Chinuch, and we follow his derech, discuss these mitzvahs together. The Isra of delaying one's Nedarim and Nedavis, and the mitzvah saseh of fulfilling one's Nedarim and Nedavis. Last time we spoke about the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there is one or two mitzvahs asay, and the Rambam, if you remember, and the Chinuch follows him, counts one big mitzvah, whether it's about Nidre Hektish or Nidre Bitui and Nidre Rishus, it's one mitzvah to fulfill one's vows. Motzes Vasecha Tishmar V'Asisa. We spoke about at the end of the shir that one has to make sure that one acts with alacrity and one doesn't act with laziness, because the Eitz Hara really tries to push us and not fulfill our Chiyuvim when the time comes. Just Al Pi Derech Zeh, in the Yagdol Torah, they quote that when a person makes a neder, it's usually behislavas gedola, and he decides, and he's very excited, and he wants to do things, and over time, miskareru mischarit amashanadar, person feels bad, a person doesn't want to do it, right? This is the exact message of the mitzvah of Temura. If you remember the Rambam at the end of Temura, that people change their minds, but that's the point of the pasuk. Motzaz vasecha tishmar v'asisa, you have to try to do it kasher nadarta, exactly in the same, with the same hislavos, with the same fire, as you were noder, so too you should fulfill. That's the message of the language of the pasuk. Okay, so we have the mitzvah of being mekayim nedarim. The best thing to do is, the Gemara says, is not to make the neder in the first place. Somebody makes a neder, they have to fulfill it. And we have all these rules and laws that we will talk about, Bez Hashem, regarding nedarim. But it's better not even to have made the neder in the first place. The Gemara Nedarim, Daf Chaf Bei, says, if somebody makes a neder, it's as if he built a bama. But the bama, building a bama is not the best action. It seems the Gemara seems to be looking at it negatively. V'amakayimo kilu hikrav alav karban. If you're makayim the nether, you are makrav a karban on it. But again, it's better not to have done it in the first place. The Meshechachma in his Akdama to Sefer Vayikra tries to make shalom between a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban using the concept of nedarim. One of the Ramban, at the beginning of Vayikra, in Perak Aleph Pasuk Tes, quotes a machlokas with himself and the Rambam. The purpose, the ultimate purpose of karbanos, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim writes, karbanos are anti-Avodah Zarah, to wean us away from Avodah Zarah. We want to bring sacrifices to a source, so instead of bringing it to Avodah Zarah, we bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like the Rambam says, about half the mitzvahs in the Torah are the anti-Avodah Zarah mitzvahs. And the Ramban jumps on the Rambam and says, how could that be? Adam brought karbanos, Noach brought karbanos, right? There were karbanos brought when there was no such thing as Avodah Zarah in the world. So says the Ramban, no, there's something positive about karbanos itself. L'karev kolach kochotza olam for who inyan elektri ruchani. That's the Meshechachma's lashon of the Ramban. There's something magical and spiritual about the karbanos themselves. Asher bepeulos hakohen asa gavoos ba'olamo shonim ki yadua. That is the machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban. Says the Meshechachma, let me try to make shalom. V'ulai yesh lahachriya ki karbanos bama heimrak lahachrik avodazar mi levoos am Yisrael. The difference is between a bama and the mizbeach. In the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to a bama, the Rambam's right. That's to be marchik. A person is in his house, in his backyard, and he needs a geder. So that's when karbanos serve as a prevention of avodah zarah, and that's a bama. V'lochein tziva ki yaktiru l'shem shamayim. Lochein karbanos Beis HaMikdash. And maybe that the Adam and Noah's karbanos that they brought on the makom hamizbeach that had the dim in the base of Mikdash, not a bama. Hey, mavade lekareva olamus lechaber dodim umakar lazeh. And that's what the Mishnah says at the end of Zvachim Kuf Yud Gimel. Ein reach nichoach b'bama ktana kachi bama einam lereach nichoach. He says that's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban. And then he even says maybe that's how I understand the Gemara and the Dharma that we started off with. The Gemara says if you make a neder, it's as if you built a bama. Why? What's the connection? Because a bama is preventative. A bama is because I'm straying to avodah zarah. That's exactly what a neder is. A neder is somebody who, it's not enough. The 365 los ases are not enough for him. He has to add on. He feels that he needs more protection. A nazir is an example of a neder. And therefore, he creates more walls. That's the comparison. That's the connection between a neder and a bama. Avol bizmacha beis amigdash kayam, who also rasha b'masha goder asmo me'avod azara, but the bona bama. There are times of iser bamos, when you can go to the beis amigdash, when you can get the ultimate purpose of karbanos. So then you're not allowed to build a bama, which is just prevention. So that's how you see the connection between a neder and a bama. It's preventative, and the best thing to do is not to have to make the bama, not to have to make the neder in the first place. Okay, getting back to our mitzvah. So we have a mitzvah zaseh, today Tavkuf Ayin Hei, the mitzvah zaseh of Kiyum Motzei Tzvasayim. Fulfilling one's vows, fulfilling one's dharma. If you make a neder to bring a karban, or to do any type of action, or not to do a type of action, I must fulfill my words, as we spoke about last time. This mitzvah in the last part of the Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch says, the mitzvah applies always, b'chal makom v'chal zman, v'yovar azev lo kiyum dvaro. What if somebody did not fulfill his neder? B'nidre gavoa. If somebody makes a neder to bring a karban, or bedek abayis. So what is the halacha? Says the Sefer Chinuch, Takeif she'ef shelo lehis lekayim. If I don't fulfill the mitzvah, the neder, or bring the karban, the first moment that I could bring it, so then I mavatel the mitzvah aseh right away. My first chance, if I live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, I don't violate right away. But if I have the chance to go to the Beis HaMikdash, if I'm close to the Beis HaMikdash and I don't bring it, I'm mavatel the mitzvah aseh right away. What about the losa aseh, the last mitzvah, losa acher? That's delayed. Umisha'avru, ukisha'avru, alav, shlosha regalim, v'lo kiyim dvaro, avar, alav, de losa acher. I need three regalim to pass to violate the losa aseh. Do not delay. The aseh is immediate, balta acher is after the three regalim. As we wrote earlier. The chinuch continues, then we'll get back to that gemara. Ubizman hazeh, what about bizman hazeh? We don't have a base of mikdash. Hanoder tztaka, velo pura'o, b'yom shenadra, lagabayim olanim. I'm starting to get neder to get stuck, and he doesn't pay it back on the day that he should. Giving it to the poor, giving it to the gabayim. Im yeshnon sham, if they're there and he could have given it, bitel hazeh zeh, bitel hazeh even today. V'yim avar b'bal ta'acher. What about, there's no alila regal today. When do you violate b'al ta'acher by the mitzvah of tztaka? So that's a machlokas. If you violate the alcha right away or after the regalim, that is up in the air. The language of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Davav Mabez, where this comes up, is Kivran Sha'avru Shlosha Regalim. Once three regalim have passed, and there is a machlokas tanoim, do they have to be in order or not? Like if I make a neder before Pesach, so fine, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. What if I make a neder before Sukkos? Is it Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos? Or other time I'm saying, no, it has to be in order. If you make it before Sukkos, you have four, really. Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. But whenever it is, the Gemara says, Kivan she'avar lav gimel regalim, bechol yom vayom, over b'val ta'acher. Every day, I violate b'val ta'acher. Every day, it's a constant aveira. For Birkin Rabbi Yosef Engel on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, interesting ha'ara that he says, why doesn't it say b'chol sha'a v'sha'a? Why does it say b'chol yom v'yom? Yesh l'ayin madua lo amar b'chol rega v'rega over b'bata acher. Every moment. Every moment. In the morning, you didn't break it, you violate. What about 2 hours later? You still. V'ulai be'emes ba'averas gimel ba'avaras gimel regalim haylo laver bazer rak pamacher b'bata acher. He says, well, if you think about it, maybe it could be just the opposite. Right after the three regalim passed, at that moment, you violate. Is that a constant isser that keeps regenerating itself? You might have said otherwise. You might have said no. It's once. You didn't bring it today. Finish. That's the isser. Umikan ve'elach lo hayaroi lios bo b'tores bal ta'acher rak toras rizim akdim al mitzvahs. You got to bring it to fix your aveira, but it's not a recurring aveira. Virak, but you know why? It's recurring. You know why it says it? Because nighttime is not roi for karbanis. So that's mafsik between all of the days. V'rakivan delayla enos man hakrava nimsa demisha avar hayom. Once the day passes, the day after the yantif, so then at nighttime I can't bring it. So the following day is something new. Harayu mistalik mina mitzvah v'lachena averas hayom b'li hakrava havli ichur chadash v'over b'chol yom b'bal ta'acher. That's why it says b'chol yom v'yom, because every day is separated by the night, which is a hafsik. Where else do we see such a concept of b'chol yom v'yom by a constant chiyuv? It's not just a one-time thing. So he quotes, look at the beginning of Hilchas Mila. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. In the beginning of Hilchas Mila, the Rambam says, if somebody does not get a mila, v'kol yom v'yom, same lashon, she'ya'aver alav mi she'yagdil, v'lo yomu l'atzmo, every day that it passes, that a person doesn't get a mila after he becomes a gadol, harayu mevatel mitzvah zaseh, avaleinu chayev kares, ha'shiyamas v'arab amezit. There's no chayev kares until a person dies without mila. But v'kol yom v'yom, he violates. And the Ravid says, no, I think there's nisar kares right away as well. But they're also, why? Because nighttime is not zman mila. V'ulegam shamatam, says Rabbi Yosef angle. Lefi matakayim alon demilu shlo bezmana gamkin inu heges rak bayom. V'ulam, and then he quotes, bizochrani mi rishonim. I remember by reading some rishonim, tekasu lin yichametz. By chametz, it says, emeinu mashpiz hachametz pesach, as I over b'chol rega v'rega. There's b'chol rega v'rega. Why? Because there's no hefsek. There's an issur of chametz by day. There's an issur of chametz at night. So that's why the Gemara is meduyik. Sometimes says, b'chol yom v'yom, and sometimes says, b'chol rega v'rega. Then he quotes the Pnei Yeshua in the fourth parak in Brachas regarding if somebody was toev alois palo mincha, b'chol yom v'yom, there it says, because every day of tefillah is a different chiyuv, just like parallel to karbanos. That's regarding b'chol yom v'yom, or b'chol rega v'rega, as the regalim pass. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Osvav. What happens if he's ones? If somebody plans to bring it on the third regel, and then there's an ones on the third regel, and he could have brought it on the first two, so that gets into the sugya of ones besof hazman. That's a discussion of the ksos, based on a Ramah and Yaradeya, whether if somebody is planning to do something, let's say somebody promises to eat something, to eat an orange today, and he was planning to eat it, in the first 5 hours he was doing other things, he was planning to eat it later, and then at the end, his orange gets lost. And there's an ones that occurs and he gets involved in something else that is puts him in a state of ones. So do you say ones besof hazman there is nechshav an ones or not? Because after all, it started off with his fault. He should have eaten it before. If he acted with zrizus, then he would never have gotten into the situation. That's 2 days in the Ramah in Yoredeah regarding a shavua. And the Ksos discusses that. What's the source of this topic? The source is Bati Arichoma. The halach is, if one sells a house in a walled city, the Pasuk says in Parshas Bechukosai that you have a year to buy it back. If you don't buy it back, then it stays with the buyer forever. So the Mishnah says in Mesechas Arachin that it used to be that the people who bought the house used to hide on the last day. Because people used to wait for the last day, and they used to hide, and there was no way for them to, the buyers, to buy it back. So it ended up being Nechla to the buyer, to the one who had bought it originally. So Hillel made a takana that the money can be deposited in the Beis Din, and the original seller could take back the house. So the Aguda and the Ksos discuss, what is that Mishnah proof? Well, it sounds like that it wouldn't have been nechshav an ones. Let's say they would have hidden. So it was an ones on their part. Why can't they say it was ba'ones? It must be that it was their fault all these years. That's why Hillel had to make the takana. Or do you say, the Ksos says, don't bring many rice from Bati Arichoma. That case is different. Maybe the whole sale is in limbo, and it's not really a sale until after the year. So you can't compare this to other cases where something is already done and you have buyback power. But either way, if the person is ones on the third yontiv, if they're not bringing it the first yomim tovim, so then this would be part of that sugya of ones besof hazman. What if his ones or the animal gets sick b'chol shalosh regalim? B'chol. Then you're not going to violate because then you were ones the whole time. But the Minchas Chinuch says, right when the ones passes, l'chor, then you have to bring it. And it could be that you're going to violate Baal Ta'acher right away there, because really three pass. You just had the Petur of Ones. But once the Petur of Ones is removed, it could be that you're going to violate Baal Ta'acher right away. He's not sure about that. If you look at the Achronim in Beitza on Daf Yutes, they bring up an important chilek between the Asay and the Los Asay. As the Chinuch mentioned already, the Asay is right away, the Los Asay is only after the Shalosh Regalim. So there is a problem with the Rashi in Beitza on Daf Yud Tesim Abeis. Rashi there says, regarding Baal Ta'acher, Rashi says that the Gemara gives you an Eitzah Tova. If somebody is noded to bring a carbon toda, which as we know, 10 of the 40 loaves brought with a carbon toda are chametz, so you can't bring a carbon toda on Pesach, and you can't bring it on Shavuos either, because Shavuos is only a one-day yontif, and there's no chalamoid, and emak rivim, nedarim and nedavis, on yontif. So the only time you can bring it is Sukkos. So what happens if it's before Sukkos? The Gemara says, Eitzah Tova. Rashi says, Eitzah Tova to bring it on Sukkos, because if you don't bring it on Sukkos, the other two Yomim Tovim, you're not going to be able to bring it on them. So you might as well bring it on Sukkos. Ask the Achronim, ask the Chacham Tzvi, in Simen Yud Beis on the Rashi, why does Rashi just say it's an Eitzah Tova? It's good advice to bring the carbon Toda. It's an Isser, meaning it's a bit to lasay. Fine, the Los Asay of Baal Ta'acher is delayed after the Shalosh Regalim. But the Mitzvah's Asay, today's Mitzvah, of Moses of Asecha, is right away. By the first, even before the first Yantif. So why does Rashi just say, Eitzah Tova, it's really a Mamish Adin? So, says the Pnei Yoshua right there, a Yesod Gadol in the Pnei Yoshua, in Beit HaDaf Yotesim HaBeis. was he mafresh the carbon yet or not? Says the Bnei Yeshua, there's a big chilek. If somebody makes a neder and says, I hereby promise to bring a carbon to the base of Mikdash, but they're not mafresh the carbon, then there's no mitzvah saseh yet right away. The mitzvah saseh is only after a person was mafresh the carbon. That's it. He says, let's read it. Amnalanias daiti yesh liyashi vilafarish tohata kama rava. Kivan sha'avar lav regel echad over ba'asei, hainu ba'asei de uvasa shama ve'hevesim shama. Matzina lememru du dafka ba'afrish velo akriv. Aval omar velo afrish, if you aren't mafrishi yet. So then, yafina lahasa mais me'asei de moses of asech des rabbi asisa, ika lememru de lo avar b'regel rishon. Temechi teisi adarabba. Pasha de kruv, if you look at the pasha of the psukim, the lo sasein the asei go together. Right, Lo Sacher Lo Shalmo, and Moses Vasech Lo Shalmo, same pasuk. Why would you say there were different time periods for them? Pasuk goes together, and therefore it does go together, says the Bnei Yeshua, before you're mafresh anything. Only after you're mafresh do we say that the Asay kicks in right away. And he says, Meduik in that Rashi, they're in Beis Yitesma Beis, because Rashi says there, Kol Mi Sheyesh Alav Toda. It doesn't say, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Carbon Toda. Alav, he has a chiyuv. So if he has a chiyuv, not that he has the animal itself, so then, there is no right say right away, and that's why Rashi uses the lashon of Eitza Tova. If you look in the stipler, just to finish this section, the stipler there in Beitza, Simen Tezayin, he brings a raya to the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua is chiddush, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Davav Mabez asks whether a Yoresh, somebody who yarshins a chiv of a karban, whether he's included in a bata acher or not. Kisi dar neder amar achmana v'holo nadar. On the one hand, he didn't make the neder, but uvasa shama v'havesim shama v'hamachayiv. But lamaisa, you have to bring it there. Ask the stipler, what is the root of the ibaya? It must be, the root of the ibaya is, that is there a chovas gavra? What we would call gavra chefsa. Is there a chovas gavra? Or is it just the chefsa of the karban, that if it's yesh biyadcha karbanos, you have a chiv to bring it? Right, but it's clear that it's only if there's a chiyuv, if there is an animal there, you would have a chiyuv to bring it. If there's no animal there, then of course there's no bittul of anything. So he thinks that Gemara works well with the Pnei Yeshua. That Gemara that he quotes is interesting. The Gemara has a suffix not only about Yoresh mahu b'val ta'acher. What about Isha? Isha mahi b'val ta'acher. Right, the Chinuch said b'feirish here by the mitzvahs asay. V'noheges mitzvahzu b'chol makom v'chol zman b'zacharim u'b'nekevos. The Chinuch said this mitzvah asay applies to both men and to women. Right, it's not a zman grama. He says it's a zman grama because you only violate after the third. Right, but the asay we saw before you violate right away. So it's not totally on the moadim. Not totally on the moadim. Right? It's not as van groma. The Gemara there has a subject about Bata Acher. Even the Losa say, Mi Amrin and Halo Machaiva Beriyah. She's not Mechuyevis in Aliyah Laregel. So therefore, Lo Ta'acher also doesn't apply. Oh, Dilma Kad Isa Besimcha. She's a Chuyev in Simchas Yantif. And the Gemara says, oh, maybe it's not her Chuyev. Maybe it's her husband's Chuyev to be Mechayev her. Isha Bailo Masamcha, a separate major topic. But either way, the Gemara has these Sfeikas when it comes to Yoresh and when it comes to Isha, whether they are obligated in this mitzvah of Motzas Vasecha Dishbar Vasisa. Obviously, the ones that don't have to do with Yantif, if a woman just makes a neder that she's going to eat something, she's not going to eat something, that for sure she has to fulfill. The question is, the ones that have to do with the karbanos have to do with the regel. If you look at the Ritva there, the Ritva has two deyas on the Ibaya about Yoresh. Yoresh mahu, yesh mefarshim, the Ritva's first day is lav dafka, the question is not about bal ta'acher. Of course, the ha'u vade, bal ta'acher is for sure only by the no der mamish. It for sure doesn't apply to the yoresh. The yoresh didn't make the neder, of course it doesn't violate bal ta'acher. No, the pasuk is only about the mitzvah zaseh, the ibay ve'veisim shama. And then the Ritva himself says ve'inu mechuvar. I think it's even about bal ta'acher. The isser is transferred to the yoresh. Isser is transferred to the yoresh. That's the two days in the Ritva. And then on the ibay about Isha, says the Ritva, like we just said, that outside of Karbanos, if it sure applies to women, Aval Bitstaka, Delo Shaicha Biragalam, Tahakai Mianim, Havadi Machayev Ledivri Akol, Vekovanosa Lakaim, Motzas Vasecha, Laval Te'acher. When it comes to Tztaka, it applies, and that's what the Sefer Chinuch said also, that this mitzvah would apply Bizman Azeh regarding Tztaka, not only regarding karbanos. Again, we mentioned before the different deos in the Gemara, the machlokas tanoim, about the order of the karbanos. The order of the chagim. I just wanted to read the Rambam. The Rambam says, obviously, that even after the three chagim, the carbon doesn't become pasul. It's not like you have to bring another animal. The Rambam says, in Ochos Maisa Karbanos, Kala Karbanos she'avru alehen shalosh regalim, lo nifsilu, ela makrivan vikshayrim. It's kosher. Uvachol yom vayom acher shalosh regalim hu over bebal ta'acher, as we said, ubezdin mitzuvin la'aso so miyad, ad she'yakriv karbanosav beregel shepaga botchila. Right, do it first, and then the Rambam quotes the Chazal. Alpha Bishan Emer Liritzono Kofan Asoshi Amarotzani Bein Shenader Velo Hifrish Bein Shehifrish Velo Hikriv Kofan Asoshi Yakriv. In terms of what Bezdin does, Bezdin the Isurim of the Torah, you might have that Pnei Yoshua Chilak. But when it comes to the Bezdin even if you just said it, Bezdin forces you to take care of your responsibilities. Take care of your responsibilities. That is the mitzvah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But the Shem will continue next time with a different world. That's getting into how to treat your workers.